been diagnosed with ME?
Well, not quite as bad as that. The doctor said you have chronic fatigue syndrome and you need to start behaving sensibly. After 30 years of having symptoms that keep telling you you're a bit of an idiot, it's about time you woke up and started listening.
So you've been suffering from sort of real fatigue?
Yeah, ever since before I got married, I get flu every 6 months, like regular clockwork, and the doctors did suggest quite a while ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, actually, don't think this is always flu, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Right, okay.
So you're just getting run down. Okay, fine, then I just accepted that's what I do.
Yeah.
But this time round, he said, you know, it's okay when you're 31 and 41,
but
at your age, you can't be this stupid. And so you really are developing signs of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right, okay.
And that could easily push itself into ME. So Wendy told me off good and proper.
And the expert she is.
For obvious reasons, yep. Because of what she's been through.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to, I've had calls from all over the country and all over the world from people who are friends of mine, particularly within our church, and just said, you know, I've had ME, these are the signals, here's what you need to start doing.
So that's led to a bit of a rethink.
You're not kidding.
I
didn't really rethink an awful lot in hospital, but when I got home, I've started to just lie back and in the garden and in my bed thinking, this cannot go on. So yes, I'm having big rethinks about what to do in the future, and that will change the face of my business.
Which I mean, that's sort of, you're a victim of your own success to a certain extent, I imagine.
That
the interest is increasing, and it just...
Yes.
Yeah.
And Twitters are happening, and Facebook's kind of thinking. So I've stopped a lot of things for the moment, and now I'm in the process of recruiting people who are just going to have to do it for me.
Right, okay. I saw the email where you suggested you're going to outsource big chunks of your business.
Yeah, it was scary. I had a meeting on Monday, which after 3 hours I just said to my new virtual PA, I'm exhausted, I can't take anymore.
Right,
okay. So I just went home and slept in the garden. But she just beat me around the head and said, you're a bit of an idiot. Why are you doing these 5 pages of activities? I can outsource at least 3.5 to maybe 4 of them.
Right, okay. Which is really what you're advising us to.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking, why am I doing this stuff in my office? And
it's very easy, isn't it, to get wrapped up in stuff.
Really, really easy.
Yeah. You've got to focus. I mean, you're telling us to focus on our strengths. So I suppose, Dave, you've got to do the same, really.
What was silly about the whole of this, Paul, is that 18 months ago I ran a workshop called the 4-Day Weekend, where I genuinely had got my existing client activity down to 3 days a week.
Yep.
But what I did was, classic stupidity, was I filled it with a whole set of new projects.
Yes.
And so that was the... So it went from 35 hours a week to 60 hours a week very quickly.
Mm.
So a bit of an idiot, really.
Being a bit tough on yourself. But it sounds to me as if you've had a sort of, obviously, a rethink, and moving forward, things will be different.
Absolutely.
Because sort of, your health's got to be at the top of the list, hasn't it, effectively?
Yeah,
And that balance. So.
It was scary.
So have you sort of worked through what changes there will be to our relationship yet, or is that still?
It won't affect existing clients.
Right,
what will happen is, here's the plan. I might replace clients who drop off in the next, between now and Christmas.
Okay.
Because, you know, people come to the end of the cycle and think, actually, I'm really getting this, I'm doing okay. And that's great, that's what I should be doing, letting them go. But the plan is by January, I've got to rethink how not to get on new clients at the same level.
Right, okay.
For those to drop off. So the end result is likely to be, and I've got to rethink, how the heck do I run workshops like this? And maybe I change the nature of the workshop. By this time next year, Paul, it is likely that there will be only 10 inner circle clients.
Right, okay.
And it is very likely that anybody that comes on anew to replace the 10 will be doing so at a significantly increased fee.
Okay. Presumably, you've got this online resource now, which is all new, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
well,
it'll be a lot more remote.
And I haven't launched that yet. I've actually held that back until I work out how does this all work together.
Yeah.
So there's masses of changes going on. Bottom line is, by this time next year, here's the plan. I will only have, if I have any executive coaching clients at all, there will only be three.
Okay.
I will never again travel to a coaching meeting, nor will I ever again travel to a discovery meeting. In fact, there may not be discovery meetings face-to-face. People will have to come to me to Gatwick.
Yeah. Which is reasonable.
Yeah, I thought it was unreasonable until I looked at what one or two kind of million-pound coaches were doing, and they just don't travel.
No.
They just, no, I'm not doing it.
I mean, the time it took us to drive from Harrogate to Manchester, we could have easily got on a plane near Gatwick. It's slightly higher cost, but not massively different.
I actually quite enjoy flying. That's my problem.
Right,
And so, to me, Gatwick to Manchester, piece of cake.
Yes, yeah.
But Gatwick to Hampshire yesterday, you know, I actually said to my client, after September, I'm not doing this anymore.
Mm.
And so he's a bit stunned. But, you know, I said, you know, I'm just not doing it. Because I don't need to anymore.
No,
and when the model changes and people come in at a lower level, Paul, then I'm going to spend more time with my inner circle clients and not be so frenetic about it all.
Well, I'm sorry you've obviously had the experience you've had over the last few weeks, but equally I'm delighted we're already on the programme to kick us off. So to a certain extent, when I saw the email, I thought, thank God we met you in January as we did, and we are where we are.
So, yes, and the fees are protected for 3 years for existing clients, and I'm not sure I ever told that to you. My previous clients knew that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fees are protected for 3 years, and then...
So you're just, as you recommended us to do, you just gradually increase your fees to deter the people
absolutely.
That we want to deal with.
Yeah.
And
I've realised that, I talked to the coach that I'm now working with, where I'm working on one of her kind of junior programmes, and I said, if I want to hire you on a much more intensive basis, like my inner circle clients, what's the fee? She said $25,000 a year.
Right, okay.
You know,
yeah.
And I said, well... I also have been watching one of your competitors, Alexandra Brown,
right.
Who I knew, who struggled 6 years ago to make a living at all. And now here's her inner circle coaching for you. Ready for this?
Yeah.
$100,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah. Right. So I realise, you know what? I could do better than
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Now, what about you?
Well, we've been through a sort of our own discovery yet again.
Right.
Over the last, which I think... We've given ourselves a little bit of a hard time, but I think it's probably totally relevant that we keep second-guessing, and this journey, you do have these meanders in terms of what you're trying to achieve.
Yes.
When we'd last spoke, we were busy developing our marketing plan.
Right.
Working through that sort of 25 sort of sections to sort of fill in the gaps.
But yes.
We got to what is our product, what is our genius.
Okay.
And we sort of stopped at that point and thought, right, what do we want to be, where are we going, what do we want this business to look like?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of our rethinking has come on the back of the meeting we had with Nigel Barker-Smith.
Okay.
And the life planning, effectively, that sort of life financial planning, that just seemed such an amazing business to be in.
You liked that, didn't you?
It was just, I mean, for lots of different reasons, David. I mean, I think... We could see masses of potential with a lot of the existing relationships we've got.
Yes.
Particularly the medics and some of the company directors we're dealing with.
Right.
We've subsequently sort of floated the idea that we are busy developing new services and they've been very well received.
Yeah.
We also looked at who in the Harrogate area was offering that through their website.
Right.
There was no presence whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, buried deep within some of the websites, there was a tiny amount of it, but nobody was actually marketing that as their product.
Okay.
Equally, what was attractive when we met Nigel was obviously his financial model, the retainer model. I think he was at 35, 40 clients, paying him £100 a month each.
Yeah.
So, you know, he really encouraged us. He said, go away, think about it. He said, you're in a much wealthier area than I am.
Yes.
There's probably a bigger market for it. You only need to work with 100 people each, and you've got a sustainable business model when you add in the funds under management.
Yeah.
So that led to us sort of spending quite a lot of time looking at sort of websites, resources. We then booked ourselves onto the George Kinder course for early September. September.
Okay, how many days is that?
I believe it's 2 days.
Okay.
I'm sure it's 2 days. And I think it was around about £1,200 or £1,300 between us to get on that.
Right.
Because Nigel said, look, whatever you do, invest a little bit of money and go on that.
Yeah.
The question in the technique, the way you'll actually think about the relationship with the client will change dramatically.
Okay.
So we had a look at the website, got quite buzzed up, and thought, well, we're spending quite a lot of money changing the business. What's another £1,200 or £1,300
okay.
effectively?
Right.
So that's booked, and Nigel's just about to get on a plane in the next couple of hours with Wendy to go to Marbella, so he's got the 7 stages of money maturity to work through.
Yes.
And the client story.
Right.
So we're loading ourselves up with, I ordered a book called The Number, which was on Yellowtail's website, which arrived the other day, which is sort of what number do you need to be financially dependent, sort of an American book.
Yes.
So we're loading ourselves up with as much of this resource as we can.
Right.
We've also decided that one portfolio doesn't fit. We don't want to move forward with that as our brand.
Right.
Feel a little bit foolish that perhaps we plummeted for that without fully thinking it through.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
It didn't sum up what we wanted to represent out there in the marketplace.
Right.
I think, David, what we'd picked up on very quickly was assets under management, obviously company directors, targeting pensions, that sort of stuff.
Sure.
That was sort of the route we went down.
Yeah.
And we felt wealth portfolio as a brand sort of fitted with that.
Yes.
I think it was a legacy from our sort of wealth management thought that we'd had at the beginning of the year, that
right.
sort of we needed wealth to be in there.
Okay.
So it's not been fully finalised, but the name of our new business will be Imagine.
Okay.
We've sort of looked at Companies House, and Imagine Financial Planning is available as a limited company.
Right.
Imagine FP, Imagine Financial Planning is available as a website.
And
we want that to be the theme we move forward with. Imagination.
Right.
Innovation equals realisation, that sort of thought process.
Okay.
So it's a very big change from where we were
yes.
a few months ago in that sort of traditional thought process that we would go out there and target funds under management, and which we still want to.
Yes.
But we want something at the front of our business, which effectively is our product.
And it seems to me, sorry to cut across,
yeah.
it seems to me that way of thinking fits more with the kind of behaviour pattern that you'll become accustomed to when life planning becomes part of your
yes,
process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're sort of busy. I mean, I was hoping to get our sort of first sort of 4 or 5 pages of our new business plan down to you, but every time we get to a point where we think, right, actually that's done, we then realise actually there's a bit more thinking to be done. So
right.
I'm going to have some time, some quiet time with Nigel and Wendy over the next couple of weeks. I would hope to get you a skeleton to say, look, this is what we now want to be, this is what we want to represent.
Right.
And we felt sort of Imagine was more up to date, it was a little bit different,
yeah.
a little bit quirky, we could build a real website presence through that. And we've met with a web designer who has given us some indicative costs, sort of £400 or £500 to get a small 7 or 8 page website
right.
up and running.
Yeah.
And we're actually buzzing about it. We're absolutely really, really excited by the sort of concept.
Yeah.
And I think sort of really looking forward to this Kinder course based on the feedback we had from Nigel.
Yeah.
So we said to Nigel, there's a potential we might well imitate your sort of model.
Sure.
And he said, well, I see that as a compliment, not as a threat.
That's brilliant.
You're 20 miles away, any more help you need, come and see me, you're great people. And, you know, he invested 2 or 3 hours in us, showed us how he presents, what his charging structure is. So
what a super nice guy.
Absolutely, absolutely top guy.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people you would imagine would feel some sort of threat.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, we're so impressed by what you've done.
Yeah.
But he said, look, you know, Harrogate and Morley, two different parts of the world,
yes.
different proposition. But we're excited. I think we're excited because I think we feel very confident that we can migrate a number of our existing clients.
Yeah.
It was really bugging us, particularly me, that we were sort of walking away from the relationships I had with my medics.
Uh-huh.
I'm constantly sat down with clients making $200,000 between them, not a clue what to do with their finances,
yes.
Rely on us for all sorts of things like tax returns, but not really paying for that service.
Yeah.
But I think they will
yeah.
if the service is put across properly. and clearly and simply.
Yeah.
So I had a few sort of tentative discussions, and clients said, yeah, we're really excited by that. I mentioned a sort of fee at perhaps £100 a month, and one of my doctors I spoke to said, well, it cost me £1,000 to go to David Lloyd recently because I've been paying £100 a month and haven't been for 12 months. So, so he said, you know, the cost was not an issue.
It isn't.
Which is a bit of a revelation anyway.
Yeah.
That you think, well, so we're sort of looking, but probably we think there's probably 80 to 100 clients that we could market a brand new service to, launch the website, and obviously then we still want to target business owners, company directors, with the service. I sort of, we spent hours and hours on YouTube and websites looking at the various options in terms of what's out there. And it's quite surprising there isn't anybody focusing on that service in this area.
Is that amazing?
It is. I mean, there's a certified life planner the other side of York,
yes,
30 or 40 miles away.
Yeah.
But nobody in this area. And we felt excited about Wealth Portfolio, but we felt as if we were trying to imitate what our competitors were already doing.
Yeah.
Where we feel with Imagine Financial Planning, it's a totally different feel. I mean, that's all, you know, that's really down to you, I've got to say, in the way you've made us think. So we feel like possibly we've lost 6 or 8 weeks, but we actually feel it's been time well invested.
I think what's exciting to me listening to you is, you know what, you could be persuaded to go through this journey, but I think what's exciting is you've taken some principles that I may have shared with you, Nigel may have shared with you, and you've worked through this journey emotionally yourself. And this isn't purely intellectual, this is an emotional journey you're going through. And as long as you don't lose your way and you know, and get lost and lose revenue in the process, I think it's important that emotionally you've been through this journey and that you're still going through it.
I think so, because we're trying to work on a 20-year plan moving forward. I mean, there's massive amounts of negativity within Positive Solutions at the moment. We had our sort of annual assessments last week.
Yes.
The assessor said, my God, I've never met, you know, you're the most positive people I've met this year. It's just horrific doing this job at the moment.
Right.
Everybody's fearful of fees and RDR, and nobody started their exams. And that actually gave us a bit of a boost externally.
Right.
Quite an old chap, 60-year-old chap in Positive Solutions, ex-financial advisor.
Yeah.
And he even said to us, look, I don't even want to do the role players with you guys. Let's just chat, because I'm so buzzed up by the conversation that you're having.
Yeah.
And so I think it was probably inevitable. We're giving ourselves a little bit of a hard time because we feel as if we're sort of 3 or 4 months in.
Yeah.
But I look at the fact that you know, reinforced a number of times that this can be a 3-year journey to work through. It's got to be right. We don't want to go down a route and find ourselves cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And we believe in this. We absolutely believe there is a message to go out there. And we're excited about the workshop in September, because I believe you're focusing on life financial planning.
Yeah, and I think my challenge for all of you is, I don't want to mimic George, and I've actually been emailing George, he's been emailing me back about, you know, not necessarily mimicking him, because you may have already been to the 2-day workshop, and you don't just want a 1-day repeat of that.
Yeah.
I want to try and pull together things that you've done, and I might actually invite Nigel along.
Right.
I might have Tina Weeks along, so I'm just playing with that. And I don't know if you realise, but Andy Nevett, who's
that's
also
he's gone down.
Yeah, it is. He's already done the five day, you know, fuller workshop, so he's buzzing with it as well. And I'm trying to think how to pull that together and put a slightly different slant on it, to get you then putting less information into that workshop and more practicing those skills and playing with it and just really creating a buzz amongst the team, so that all of you can share with each other, this is our take on this. So I'm really playing with this workshop quite a lot at the moment.
Right,
and I don't even know what the workshop will look like at the moment, because there's just so much going on in all of your heads, that I'm thinking, how do I best use all this stuff going on and not just provide an information-based workshop? So that's where I am with it at the moment.
Brilliant. I mean, it's a strange process, because equally what we've identified over the last 3 or 4 weeks is our financial position has deteriorated slightly.
Has it?
Inevitably, I think, it's not so much based on our income falling, it's based on our expenditure
obviously
increased.
Right.
So we've sort of, I mean, Nigel's car had to be changed over the last couple of months, which obviously had some cost implications. applications.
Yeah.
5-year consumer credit licenses at £1,200,
£1,300. Oh, blimey.
Obviously, the effect of your fees sort of rolling through.
Yeah.
A number of incidental, about £10,000 worth of incidental cost that we've incurred. So when we sort of, I did a bit of a financial review over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we were £5,000 or £6,000 into our overdraft.
Oh, wow.
Which we've never been. You know, there's a 10,000 limit. Rang the bank, had a chat with the bank, and said, look, don't worry about it. You know, if you need some money, you can have it. I said, no, we'll work through this.
Yes.
So equally, whilst we've been working through this, we've been out there trading, because it's ever in our minds that we can't take our eye off the ball in terms of cash flow.
And I think Nigel also confirmed that with you, probably.
He did, absolutely. Yeah. He said, don't get that excited that you stop writing business.
Yes.
And I think sort of month to date, we've maybe done £12,000 or £13,000 worth of income. So we feel as if we're sort of, when we looked at the fact that it wasn't necessarily our cost structure, it was all this incidental cost that we'd incurred.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was nearly £2,000 to put Nigel's car right before it went back to the lease company. That nabbered go. Just various things, unlucky really, that these things come up. So it's not freaked us out, but it certainly focused the mind.
Yeah.
And we sort of believed in wealth portfolio, but we weren't excited by it.
Yeah.
I think, this imagined financial planning, we suddenly feel actually there's something we can take to market, which is new and exciting. And we had a 2-hour demo with Truth a couple of weeks ago, and that was a phenomenal piece of kit, which I think we've got to use as our sort of centre plank in terms of what we're offering. And we've looked at some of the life planning websites, and we're struggling a little bit with how we price the service, because lots of other companies seem to have 5 different levels of service, from 70 a month to 600 a month, and we felt perhaps we were going to get bogged down. So I'm going to work on that and then send that to you, Dave, for your input.
Could you do that? I'm really worried that when you start seriously charging fees, I don't mean charging serious fees, but seriously charging fees and doing it on a constructive, on a structured basis, that you don't get lost in all the different possibilities that there are.
And that's come through, that actually, if I was on a couple of the websites we looked at, there was a myriad of choices.
Yeah.
And I think I could find myself struggling with what I choose, rather than, so we felt that we've got to keep it simple.
Really, really simple, like Nigel. You may become more sophisticated later on when what you're able to handle becomes more sophisticated. But you're a new business now. You've already seen that you have to keep the cash flow going, and even do things that you think, oh blimey, this is old stuff, you know, we're still behaving our old way. Well, you know, until the cash flow's nice and smooth, may just have to compromise on that, not do things that are unethical, but do things the old way until you can afford to do things the new way.
Yeah, and we are still dealing with some clients that we probably won't want to deal with moving forward.
Right.
They've got needs and require our service and are paying fees, or there's commissions to be generated.
Yeah.
So, if we look at where we're at year to date, we're probably about 5 or 6% down on last year.
Okay.
But we're really saying, well, we've probably lost 6 or 8 weeks with our exams, inevitably.
Yes.
You know, over that period, every Friday was lost, and some weekends, and then we took the week off before the exam. So we feel positive that that's out of the way.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we've got to keep trading.
That's
absolutely clear.
Absolutely.
And it's always a bit of a strange time anyway, July, August, because lots of people are on holiday and have priorities with the children. So what's your sort of initial view on Imagine?
I'm really excited. I'm really excited. And your challenge will be to find a way to take something that's very quirky. And the beauty about quirky, and this is really important for you, is that it is different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't have to be pretty pink websites,
no.
You know, lots of flowers around and all that kind of stuff. You still have got to address the way your market thinks at the moment.
Yes.
But to be slightly off-centre and to be slightly quirky and to be definitely different, I think is a fabulous stance. And you just got to stop badging yourself like everybody else. And the reason for that is because they've got it wrong also.
Yeah, and I think as we looked around and we, a part of that sort of marketing plan that we worked through was to analyse the competition.
Yes.
There was some fantastically mature wealth management, financial planning companies out there targeting exactly the clients that we had.
Right.
With you know, obviously good, solid relationships in the marketplace.
Yes.
We really felt that we were going to be chasing the tail of that sort of business, trying to imitate part of their market.
Yeah,
and We want it to be different.
Yeah, and you'll lose out trying to, if you try and gap fill or imitate others, you'll just lose.
Yeah, and then it was quite mind blowing to think nobody's really focusing it on life planning, which, to be honest, we don't really fully understand yet. We understand the concept,
yeah,
but we've not sort of fully worked through. But we realise it's a very different approach to the relationship. It's you know, advice, strategy, service rather than products.
Yes, yeah.
But yes, suddenly the excitement level and the buzz level has, and it felt a little bit sloggy with the wealth portfolio process.
Because
I think imitation is flattery, but when you're chasing somebody else's marketplace, you've got to be so much better than they are.
Yeah. So I'm excited by Imagine. I'm excited by that you're at least finding out what the concept of life planning is. I guess my problem is I'm a bit over-relaxed about this in that, you know, I've spent 30 years in my ministry and counselling outside of work and all this kind of stuff. And so life planning for me, when I began to behave as a financial planner, you know, 15 plus years ago, was just natural behaviour pattern. I thought, and I just assumed everybody did this. That's how naive I was until I walked outside the industry thinking, blimey, this is, nobody does this except for maybe, you know, 20 people in the country. Why are they making such a big fuss about it? Doesn't everybody do this? And they don't.
No.
So I've begun to realise what I thought was normal is abnormal.
Yeah.
The other thing I would warn you about is this. Be very, very careful when you get your head into whoever style of life planning you want to go, Maria Nemeth, George Kinder, Bill Backrack.
Yeah.
They've all got different styles and they're all wonderful. What the more mature life planners have discovered, like Adam Young, Dennis Hall, you then can't sell, you can't market life planning. You still have to follow the classic, what is the client target market, what is their problem. You have to go through the executive template process, even with life planning. And so they discovered to their costs, whilst we're excited about life planning, what it does when you start engaging with the client face to face, clients don't get it until they are in there getting it.
Yep.
And so as part of a marketing strategy, you actually can't market life planning.
Okay.
And that was a bit of a shock to them, because you get so excited. So watch that one, and we'll talk about that when you get into it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the templates that you've given us already, we will follow those. It was just that product, that what are we about? And we're going to have other services that we're developing, the sort of retirement planning service. But I think it the way we're communicating, even already with our clients, is very different than we were, say, 6 or 8 weeks ago.
Brilliant.
So, yes, it is very positive. And equally, Nigel, when you're on holiday, Dave, for a couple of weeks, they come back for 10 days. I'm going off to Marbella with my partner for 2 weeks, so
excellent.
I think we're ready for a break. We've only had a couple of days each off this year, so I think you get to the point where you start to feel a bit fatigued, don't you, and ready for that switch off, really.
You know, I do, obviously. But
have the dates been booked for September yet for the workshop?
The dates have been booked, yes.
Actually, I'm just looking at my calendar now. Towards the end of the month, isn't it?
Yes, it's for the North, it's the 30th, the last day of September.
Yes, got it. Okay. Yeah, it's in there. So.
Quick question.
Yes.
What dates are the Kinder workshops?
The Kinder workshop is, let me just, it's not in my diary, which is shocking. I believe it's the 1st and 2nd of September.
The 1st and the 2nd, okay.
Well, I'll drop you an email once I check that.
If you could. So Kinder,
an email back. They've confirmed it's at the Hilton, I think, at Manchester Airport.
Is that a Friday and a Saturday, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th?
Hang on, let me just.
No, it's not. It's the first is a Wednesday.
I'm just jumping onto their website now, actually.
First
it's not been booked until they didn't come back with where we were, but they've come back and said it's going to be there.
Okay, the 1st and the 2nd. That's Wednesday, which is Ladies Coaching Day, and the Thursday. Okay, that's fine. So that's. That's the Wednesday and the Thursday.
On their website now, life planning.
Are you on the Kinder Institute?
On the Kinder website, yeah.
Yeah.
I brought that up actually to see when it.
I've got that open now. What? Where are you looking?
Manchester, 2nd and 3rd of September.
So I'm on the Kinder Institute of Life Planning website now.
Under the calendar and registration on the bottom left, upcoming
bottom
events.
Bottom left, calendar.
If you're on the home page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calendar registration.
Calendar registration.
Okay.
And the Manchester, UK date.
Got it. United States. United States International September. The 2nd and the 3rd, which is the Thursday and the Friday.
That's right. Yeah.
Blow me down. I've missed the early registration.
We actually joined the Institute of Financial Planning because I think it was just as cost-effective to pay that fee and get the reduced fee through Kinder. So.
Right. Well, I've missed... It says sign up by the 30th of June, $4.95. Oh, poo. Okay. Standard tuition, $6.95. I still think it's worth... I might actually join you.
Right, okay.
I might join you. I'm going to put it in my diary.
That'd be fantastic.
Kinder. I also love Maria Nemeth, who's, you know, has worked with George Kinder.
Right.
And I'm going to talk to her as well.
No, we're really excited about that. And it fits really nicely that your workshop is a few weeks after.
Yeah,
so it gives us a chance to digest some of that information.
It's brilliant.
And then bring it to life. Brilliant. I'm conscious of the time. Yep. You know that I've got somebody else to speak to.
Yes,
great
indeed.
For your input.
Talk to you.
And you take care.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Okay. Cheers. Thanks, David. Bye-bye. Bye.